So more convictions have come in. Three Michigan men guilty in the plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. These three were part of a less publicized trial for helping, you know, providing aid to a couple ringleaders of the plot. And they're prosecuted by the state this time around, Kevin, instead of the feds.
Yeah, Tom, I've had some concerns with this case, especially when it comes to confidential informants. The defense argument that they went too far and that they were making suggestions in this kidnapping plot and the defendants were taken advantage of. But I trust the court system and I trust juries. And the jury took less than one day to come back with guilty verdicts in this case. So now that they're convicted, I really hope that this case becomes a lesson to the entire country that political threats against people and violence is no joke, that prosecutions can happen. And when convictions come back, that prison is in your future. Joining us now is Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm great. Thanks.
Appreciate you coming on. As you look at this, they said, the reporters said that these defendants looked shocked that the jury came back so quickly and came back with guilty verdicts. Can you summarize, what took place here?
Well, the evidence was overwhelming. Here you had three of the players of the 14 that were tried in Jackson. You still have five defendants up in Atrium County that are still at the exam stage. But these three were really part of the gang, part of the conspiracy. They helped train this militia group, this group of thugs that wanted to take down the governor, and the horrific, horrific language and what was caught on recording, it was just overwhelming of what they were saying and what they wanted to do and how they wanted to hang Governor Whitmer. And it was just unbelievable to see the demented minds that were taking place in our state with the seriousness. And it was no joke. It was no laughing matter. One of the best prosecutors in our state, unsung hero here, the guy that had worked at the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office and now is at the AG's office, tried this case as the lead attorney. His name is Bill Ralston. And Bill, I spoke with Bill. This was a long, arduous, trial, but one that he said was very serious and ugly as it relates to the case. It took some time, but I think he summed it up best when, it was scary to see Adam Fox get so close to the governor and the police work and the law enforcement work thwarted, I think is the word he used, thwarted in his closing argument, a potentially grave situation. So I can't imagine what Governor Whitmer was going through all throughout this and the fact that she had to actually see, hear, and live with a gang of crazy people that wanted to take her down. That's just a very scary situation. And when the jury comes back that quick, when a jury comes back within that time, you think about it, it took, 8 weeks to try the case, and they come back in a day, that goes to show you how overwhelming the evidence is.
If found guilty of providing support for a terrorist act, a 20-year felony, was that the right charge? And what makes it a terrorist act versus, say, attempted murder or conspiracy to commit murder?
Well, terrorism, when you're trying to take over the government, that's a terrorist act. I mean, in and of itself is by its very nature. So when you're trying to overthrow a government or take down a governor and a state official, the gang mentality, the gang, you supported the gang by giving material support. That word material, well, they were the ones, these three, were the ones teaching the others through their training how to do it. And they took place in rural Jackson County. And mind you, this is a conservative county. So it doesn't matter what side of the fence. Everyone saw it. These jurors found it quickly. But the fact of them teaching the others through training and technique and how to do the actual acts was the material support. So they were the ones behind the actual education of this is how we're going to do it, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah. Scary. So, yeah, these three guys, Paul Bellard, Joseph Morrison, and Pete Musico, they weren't the ones, they weren't just mere bystanders. I mean, they may not have been the ones actually going to do the actual kidnapping and potential killing, but they trained guys like Adam Fox and Barry Croft. They seemed to prove that they were fully aware of the plans against the governor, and they had similar intent.
Without question, because you could hear in the recordings how they were planning. This is how you're going to do it. This is how we're going to take her out. There was no mistake. No mistake. As the evidence came in, slowly but surely, as the evidence came in, there was no mistake that these three knew this was the plan to take out the governor. They aided and abetted in this terrorist act. They're charged as the principals because they were the ones that provided the material support. It's a proper charge, and the guidelines in this case are going to be prison. So it's not going to be some light sentence. I mean, you got it. I don't know. Morrison is 28. The father-in-law is 44. And then you got this Paul Bellair. He's 24. They're going to plan on spending the next decade in prison. So for these acts. And to Kevin's point earlier, I trust the justice system. And when violence or threats of violence like this take place, there's no place in our country for this kind of activity. And, you know, I'm thankful. All of us are thankful. This was stopped and thwarted, and the justice system worked.
Yeah, I think everybody can agree. I don't think this is a political difference. And as you mentioned, this was in a conservative county where this trial took place, and they convicted these three men. Real quickly, sentencing, you kind of touched on it, but the difference between these three guys and their roles versus the two others that were convicted of actually, you know, planning to do the actual deed, how does that differ?
So the conspiracy acts, the original cases that two men that were found guilty in the first trial, they have up to life. In this particular case, we're looking at up to 20 years in prison. And there's going to be, you know, when we look at sentencing guidelines, we look at two things. We look at the offense variables and the prior record variables. In this particular case, the offense variables, they're going to be very high, and you're going to see a very, I would say, a double digit prison term for all three of these men.
Yep. It was a serious case. We appreciate you, as always, coming on and explaining it to us. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, guys. Be well.
You too. More to come. 760 WJR.